This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
Johnson, you're going to be telling us about the millennials coming up here. Maybe a story that's positive about them, because there sure has been a lot of negativity in the mainstream media about millennials being lazy and spoiled and so on. So we'll get into that here. But there's still this issue, I think, of Melania Trump or Melania Trump and the nude photos. And apparently you were wrong. Was it you, Johnson, or the caller who said she was in her 40s when these photos were taken?
I didn't know. I just didn't think she was young. But
she doesn't look recent. But she doesn't look 25, in my opinion. She looks older than that.
Right.
And maybe it's just the makeup style or whatever that they did with her here. But according to the New York Post, these photos were actually taken in the mid-1990s and decades before she was sporting designer dresses on the stage at the Republican National Convention as Mrs. Trump. Melania Naus posed nude in a photo spread. Melania Naus posed nude in a photo spread for the now defunct French men's magazine, or for a now defunct French men's magazine. The leggy Slovenian-born model, then 25 years old and known by her professional moniker Melania K, did the steamy photo session in Manhattan in 1995, according to the French photographer who shot the sexy snaps. The images, some rarely seen and others never published, were obtained exclusively by the New York Post. The bombshell photos show Melania wearing nothing but high heels and pouting for the camera in a series of images shot from the front, back, and the side. The author or the photographer told the Post, quote, "Melania was super great and a fantastic personality, and she was very kind with me." Adding, the former model never once felt uncomfortable posing for the nude pictures. Melania's sexy photo spread appeared in the January 96 issue of Max, a French men's magazine that went out of business in 2006. So, I mean, these aren't the most explicit photos, or at the very least, the ones that are included in the New York Post that are censored. They censored out the nipples. And in the other ones, she is covering her vaginal area, so you don't see anything there. But ultimately, it doesn't matter whether she was censoring herself or not. It doesn't matter that they're really just basically topless photos, more so than anything else. The people who are upset by this are going to be upset whether she was topless or whether she was spreading her legs open, I suspect. The argument here is going to be that she's somehow a bad person or Trump's a bad person because of these photos. Obviously, I don't think she was, she wasn't married to Trump at the time. He wasn't even likely in her life at that point. But I don't know what their history is. I don't know when it was they met. I believe she's now in her mid-40s because this was 20 years ago that these pictures were taken. And who really cares? I mean, I guess there are people out there who care a lot about this kind of thing, but as you were suggesting before, Johnson, a lot of those people are just repressing their own sexuality,
right.
And they want you to believe that they're some sort of, perfect person who doesn't ever think about sex or only, in the most wholesome, godly manner or whatever. And look, what's the problem with this? That's what I'd like to know. There's a lot of problems with Donald Trump. Like his positions on the issues, wanting to build a wall, have the police state, keep immigrants out, maybe keep Muslims out of the country. These are terrible ideas. And so there's plenty of things you can critique about Trump. This seems to be a sideshow to me. Anyway, if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So, Johnson, do you want to get into the story about the millennials? And do you happen to know where the source is from which you're getting this?
Give me a moment. The source is from the Star Tribune.
The Star Tribune. Is that Texas?
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Okay.
I think.
All right. So what about the millennials? People are actually turning to them to get some sort of instruction, to learn things.
Big companies like Target, United Health, and a few others. They're trying to help meet business goals and keep employees. So one senior leader said, "That's so simple. Why aren't we doing this?" Amanda Dage is an attorney at the bank in, oh, sorry, it's Minneapolis. Recalling her presentation to senior executives. "Mentorship is getting turned on its head in today's multi-generational workplace. Technology has flipped traditional roles, and the younger workers now have a thing or two to teach the veterans. In boardrooms across Minnesota and the nation, reverse mentoring is taking root as baby boomer leaders seek out millennials to help them understand the latest in technology, social media, and the fast-changing marketplace."
Well, this happened with Gen Xers in the past. Gen Xers have always been with it when it comes to technology.
A lot more than.
Compared to the boomers and the prior generation to them. And so this is just, you know, kind of a, that same story of, oh, well, we should actually listen to these younger people, because just because we're older doesn't mean we necessarily know
more. Apparently they're formalizing that into official programs.
Okay, for the companies.
Kind of a policy. So,
gotcha.
It's not that older generations aren't using the technology. Of course they're texting and on Facebook, said Deborah Arbit, CEO of workplace consultant Bridgeworks. But the fact that I got my first iPhone when I was a teenager is a very different thing than my mom, who learned how to text when she was 54.
Mm-hmm.
Boomer bosses also want to hang on to these young workers whose sense of work-life balance and loyalty don't match up with their own. Healthcare giant United Health Group sees a value in turning the tables. The Minnetonka-based company rolled out a reverse mentoring program this summer that paired 8 senior executives in its insurance division with 8 millennials seen as emerging leaders. The average age gap is 25 years.
Hmm.
For many of our leaders, the outstanding thought...
What are they showing them how to do? Play Pokemon Go?
I don't know. what is it that they are teaching them? For many of our leaders, outstanding thought leaders in their own right, the connection to the millennial generation is largely through their parenting skills, said Peach Church, a vice president of human capital at United Healthcare. This becomes a fundamentally different kind of experience. Julie Gugamos is one of several Target executives working with startups in the downtown store to see what the company can learn from younger, tech-savvy entrepreneurs. United Health's insurance is perceived as less innovative than its fast-growing health IT division, Optum. A reverse mentoring program could help executives see the business with fresh eyes, but also shape a workforce that reflects the contrasting needs of the next generation. "We're switching roles because we have this business problem we're trying to solve," Church said. The concept of reverse mentoring has been kicking around a handful of Fortune 500 circles for some time, but it has been slow to gain momentum. Credit for bringing the practice back.
I imagine that's because... Yeah. People, there's a certain belief that just because you've been around the planet for longer means that you're more wise than younger people. And I think that's unfair to younger people who is, you know, you pointed out here, if you've been with technology for your entire life, you're going to be better at it. You're going to be, you're going to know more of the ins and outs of it. And I think there's
changing so fast, the prevailing wisdom is not very useful anymore.
Sure. Know? And, people in there are stuck in their old ways. People don't like to change. And so part of the pushback, why it's maybe taken so long for this to happen, is that the older generation feels threatened by this. They don't want to believe that, they have something to learn from younger people. Yep. And it's hard personally, I think, for them to admit that and, admit that they are not as well informed on some things,
mm-hmm.
and to be willing to, I guess, be humble enough to accept instruction from someone who's younger than them. Because we hear it all the time on, this show, like someone will call in and say, "How old are you guys?" And, and then it's like, oh, well, if we're 20 years younger than you, then all of our opinions get dismissed.
Right.
So I imagine there's some executives in some of these companies that have been dragging their feet a long time on this.
Well, credit for bringing the practice to the United States often goes to the retired General Electric CEO, Jack Welch, who returned from an overseas trip in 1999 and ordered his top leaders to find junior-level mentors to teach them computer skills. So that's pretty forward-thinking in 1999.
Yeah, sure.
Now there's power in numbers. Millennials recently overtook baby boomers as the largest generation at work, and by 2020, they'll be more than half of the nation's workforce.
That's huge.
Companies taking a renewed interest in reverse mentorship as a business strategy. The Hartford PwC, Cisco, and Procter & Gamble are all among believers. Facebook, along with several nonprofits such as the National 4-H Council, have joined AARP's Mentor Up program. At Deloitte, where reverse mentoring initiative began with young workers teaching older employees how to use email, the benefits flow both ways. Junior professionals gain more exposure to top leaders and build confidence.
Well, it's good to hear. We'll continue here. You can share your thoughts on the millennials. And remember, everybody's an individual, so it's not fair to say millennials are doing this or that. But we'll continue, and you can join us at 855-453 to control the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited right here toll-free to bring up anything you want to discuss with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And I guess we're both technically Generation X. Johnson, you're a little older than me.
Yeah.
And I'm like right on the border, born in 1980. So, like, some people would say that's Generation X. Some people would say it's right. Millennial. And so we're talking about the millennials and reverse mentoring, which is a new term for me. You'll tell us a little bit more about it here. And tonight, when you're going to bed, think about the position of your head and neck. Because if you are not straight and parallel to the floor, if your spine's not straight and parallel to the floor, you might have some problems. There's a chance that chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can actually be solved with the right pillow. And my pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's a great pillow, best one I've ever used. And if you don't agree with it, no problem. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. But really, you've got no risk here. Go ahead and try this thing out. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. Get two for the price of one. And think about this. When was the last time you ever washed your pillow? Probably never, because pillows aren't designed for that. Well, MyPillow is. You can put it in the washer and the dryer, and that alone makes it pretty unique. But it also really does what they say it does, and it's quite comfortable in my experience. You can go get yours over at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, and there's different fill levels for your preference, whatever that might be. MyPillow.com, code FTL, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty on MyPillow.com. With code FTL. Coming up, we'll talk more about millennials since, you know, people like to talk about these people. Even though it's not fair to put people in groups, you can still make statements about what generally people are doing as a generation. And apparently millennials aren't having sex as often as Generation X. So we can get into that. But, Johnson, you still have more on this story about reverse mentoring where major corporations, including Target and United Healthcare, are coming up with these reverse mentoring programs so their older baby boomer, you know, executives can, you know, learn how to send email. Apparently, they're still not quite there yet in some of these companies.
So they go on to say here, baby boomers rose in the ranks of a hierarchical workplace where they were told what to do. Millennials have been shaped by social networks where everyone is on equal footing. They've been able to
except for the people running the social network.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they say that they've been able to tweet the president since they were 12. I mean, this is a little bit...
Tweak the president?
Tweet.
Oh, tweet.
Tweet to the president since they were 12. You know, it's a little...
Yeah, but they're not reading it, so it doesn't
matter.
Right,
exactly. I mean, this is a little hyperbolic. I mean,
sure.
Like, be like, oh, you know, but I could say that there probably are these millennials that have that perception because they're stupid.
They think you that know, the president
like,
is
I could do that.
At Barack Obama all of a sudden.
Talking to celebrities, therefore, you know, like, it's like, okay, well, you're an idiot.
Well, sometimes you can talk to the celebrity, but sometimes you're probably talking to their assistant.
Right, exactly, and they don't get it. They don't understand that that's, you know, what's going on. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you think that's going on, you're not very smart. They're comfortable giving advice. I mean, I'm sure that in some cases there are, but I mean, if it's like a really, really big celebrity, then no, you know, you're not.
They're probably not even reading
you know,
them.
Yeah. But if you talk,
they might.
If you're talking to us.
There's a good chance of that then, yeah.
Yeah, then it probably will be one of us because
right.
We're not real celebrities.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Got enough haters.
They're comfortable giving advice, the millennials, having been raised by boomer parents who consulted them on everything from how to set up the Wii console to what to eat for dinner and where to go on vacation, said Bridgeworks Arbit, whose Wayzata-based company helps businesses manage the generational divide. Millennials have always been counselors at home, Arbit said, and when they get to the workplace and they're never, and then they get to the workplace and they're never asked their opinion. It's such an immediate way to disengage this generation. It seemed like a difference for Amanda Deja as an attorney at the U.S. Bank in Minneapolis after a few years ago. Deja just was tapped to join a group of millennials inside the bank known as the Dynamic Dozen.
Ooh.
Launched in 2009, the initiative draws workers in their 20s and 30s from across the company to tackle a year-long project of their choosing aimed at serving millennial customers and younger employees. You know, on a certain level, this sounds like a good thing, but on the second level, doesn't it kind of sound like it's a program for, like, the special millennials? Like, you know, like...
It does sound kind of
like, oh, we need to give them something to make them feel like they're special. Like, you know, like...
Well, that has been... I mean, that has been one of the critiques of the millennials is that they were raised in this everyone special kind of viewpoint.
We
of,
really want to know what you have to think. Put them over there and just have them do this.
There are no winners. Everyone's a winner.
Let's find the most technologically retarded people at the company and have them talk to the millennials, and that'll make them feel useful. And Okay, you know, I'm kind of seeing this in a different light as I read
this
article
a
little
bit
more.
What you're saying.
The project culminates with a formal presentation in the executive boardroom and a private lunch with U.S. Bank CEO Richard Davis. Was it stressful?
Ooh.
Of course, said Dages, now 37, and a vice president. Like, wait, that's not 37. Is that a millennial?
No, there's a strong argument that is not a millennial.
Yeah. Now 37 and a vice president in Minneapolis Bank's legal department, but they were very interested, and I felt like our opinion was valued and considered by them. When we finished our presentation, one senior leader said, "That's so simple. Why aren't we doing this?" And we were just trying to
contain
the grins on our faces.
That's why you're not doing it.
It's about more than learning how to jazz up your Twitter feed or avoid embarrassment on Snapchat. Proponents of the concept believe baby boomer leaders, once separated by age and rank from younger hires, need to see the collapse of the hierarchy to gain fresh facility. Maybe that's what's going on here, is that it's not, you know, actually, they're talking to people who are 37 and in their late 30s, and they're like, well, we're going to learn our technology from the baby boomers. And it's like they're actually talking to Gen Xers who...
Well, that's borderline. I mean, again, I'm 36, and that's considered borderline.
Is Generation Y considered the millennials? Is that?
Yes.
I thought millennials was different. I thought it was like 2000. Really?
No, it's like 80 to 2000.
That far in advance of 2000? 80?
Yeah. 80-ish. That's ridiculous. 80-ish. Like 82, 83, 80.
I thought it went Gen X, Gen Y, then millennials. But we probably had this discussion before. I thought millennials was another generation. It's the newest.
I think you're
incorrect
about that. We'll have to double check that now because I think you're wrong about that.
That's crazy. That doesn't even make sense. I thought it was every 20 years. It's like a new generation.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense that it would be the millennials are the 2000s.
No, I
don't think so. It's the one that comes after Gen Y.
No, somebody born in the year 2000 is something else. Because somebody born in the year 2000 is only 16 today.
Right.
So there's another name for them, Generation Z or something like that.
Okay.
I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, I guess that's... Yeah, millennials, I guess, would have to be old enough to be, like, doing things.
All right, here you go. List of generations from Wikipedia. It must be true if it's on Wikipedia.
Just skip that. I mean, Gen X...
The greatest generation. Okay, so there's apparently the greatest generation. There's the silent generation.
Let's make America great again.
The baby
the
boomers.
Generation.
Baby boomers go from 1946 to 1964. Generation X from the early 60s to the early 80s. And then millennials is considered, also known as the millennial generation or Generation Y, is the demographic cohort following Generation X. Commentators use birth dates ranging from the early 80s to around 2000. So, you know, there's no hard and firm if you were born in 1980 versus 1983 or whatever.
Right.
So they're just saying early 80s. So... that's the millennials. And then Generation Z, also known as the homeland generation, which is the first term, that's the first time I've heard that term, is the cohort of people born after the millennials. So anybody born, let's see here, most commonly defined with starting in the mid-90s through the early or late, what? Oh, no. Although the early or late 90s and early 2000s have been used as starting birth years. So generally, 80 to 2000 is the millennials, and then 2000 on... to right where we are now, is Generation Z.
Yep.
The next generation will be Generation Alpha, is the suggested.
Terrible.
I don't know who decides on these things. Right. What's the committee that makes these decisions?
Rupert Murdoch.
Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The radio waves here to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Your comments welcome on the millennials. We're talking about the reverse mentoring that is going on now, where millennials are being, promoted, if you will. They're being set into these mentoring groups with older employees, senior management at different companies in order to teach them things about the internets and how to use technology, which sounds like a fine idea, and I suspect things like that have been happening in previous generations with Gen X also being relatively technologically inclined.
Yeah.
Still to come, though, more about the millennials. Since we're on the topic, I figured what's the mainstream media talking about millennials now? Because there's always some sort of article, there's always some sort of news about the millennials and what they think or do.
I think we pretty much got the gist of this story anyway. They have valuable things to say. Listen to them.
Now, I don't know if they've got much valuable to say about sex, because apparently they're not having as much of it. That's where we're going to go next with this here.
And how does that seem to – that doesn't seem to jive with Tinder to me.
It doesn't. We'll get into that. But let's first talk to you with your calls and thoughts. We're going to China, where Ian is on the line via Skype. Hello, Ian. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's this millennials crap? I'm a baby boomer.
Well, they are apparently, if you're a baby boomer, if you have any kids, they might be the grandchildren.
I've got 5 kids. I've got 11 grandkids. And these millennials are struggling to support one baby and a BMW. Doesn't make you sick. Come on.
No, wait, is that what you're saying is happening in your family? You've got 11 grandkids. Those would presumably be the millennials, and they are having a tough time financially?
No, I'm looking around me at these 25 to 35-year-olds, and they want to marry, and they want to have a BMW, and they want to have their annual vacation to Mallorca, Spain, so they can only afford one child. And the thought of a chocolate bar fingerprints on the sofa, oh my God, not that.
Well, I don't want to have any kids. That's why I had a vasectomy at age 23. I mean, I can't even imagine having to support a child. Can't even imagine it.
Okay, here's the key. When we had our first kid, we couldn't imagine supporting her either. But we had another and another, and they are cheaper by the dozen.
Okay. Now, did you have it on accident, or was it a plan?
Oh, no. We fought. It took 3 years to have that first kid.
Okay. All right. So you wanted one then. So that's a different story.
We just kept missing the cycle. And as soon as we got it right, baby, we showed you what mass production is about.
Okay.
I come from a family with 7 boys and 4 girls. My parents were, I don't know, called them the Henry Ford of babies.
Meaning they were assembly lining them?
They just assembly lined us. There's a kid. Hey, it's been 8 months. Let's have another. Oh, wow.
Well, you know, hey, everybody's got their hobby.
Hey, that's definitely a hobby. And by the way, I don't necessarily recommend a big family if your folks are like mine, because they were basically uncaring animals, and he had kids because he couldn't control himself.
Yeah, that's no good. A lot of people have kids by accident. I don't know what the percentage of kids are accidents, but I suspect it is a high, high percentage of them.
I look around and I'm seeing the Chinese kids here. I don't know what you're going to call them, Generation Chi.
I don't get it.
They can't. I've got college kids. College kids can't prepare ramen noodles, which we call
banbian. What? Come on.
They can't. Hey, all right. I've been a professor at 2 rather prestigious colleges.
Yeah.
I've done my thing here, and I'm teaching a class in emergency medicine. I'm a registered nurse, retired. And I got this kid here, and he just came out of mommy and daddy's house, and he can't quite understand why he's not getting his convenience noodles done properly. The same one can't sew a button on his shirt, and they wear slip-on shoes. They all wear slip-on shoes. Think about it.
So here's a question. So is there, in China, is there this social justice movement that's going on here in the United States? Is that going on over there as well?
If there is, they're all in prison, so I wouldn't know.
Wait, what?
If there was, they'd all be in jail. I'd never know.
Because why would they be jailed for just doing any kind of outspoken activism at all?
Oh, no. Outspoken activism is also known as sedition.
Right.
And it'll get you thrown off the roof of a police station so fast.
The only kind of social justice over there is the social justice that is for the party.
Yep.
The party is China. China
the People's
is the
Republic.
Party.
Right. Yeah, Ian was calling the other day. He told us that when you're on the internet in China, you get pop-ups from the party.
Right.
So they are constantly promoting themselves to you online. It's fascinating stuff. Ian, thanks for your call tonight. Always appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah in New Mexico, going once. Sarah in New Mexico, going twice. Do we have Sarah? I don't think we do.
Oh,
we're going to try Ricky.
Here's some statistics.
We're going to try Ricky instead in Pennsylvania. Ricky, go ahead.
Brother Ian, Brother Johnson.
You're on the air, Ricky. Go ahead, sir.
All right. First off, I wanted to answer a question, and then I'd like to talk a bit about Generation Y. This is so important.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, first of all, to answer Daryl's question, and this links up with Generation Y, what am I about to talk
about? Daryl is not on the show tonight.
Well, so then I won't. I know that, but maybe I shouldn't bother answering his question then.
Probably not. I mean, okay, I don't know what his question was.
Okay, well, I'll talk about Generation Y then.
Yeah, do that.
No, I mean, I previously have mentioned about my spiritual beliefs in that. And what it comes down to is I watched exactly what you were commenting on when they were fiddling with the generations, me being Generation X. I'm 42 years old.
Okay.
I was born in, I would say I was born in December of 73. That's about all the information I can give about me. Now, the point here is, I knew a gentleman, first off, that was born in 1980, and he's a friend of mine. And he's like, comes to me, he says, Rick, and I'm not Generation X anymore. I said, you are to me, brother. So here's why they fiddle with those generations, and I can give some insight into this. And insight is the key. You see, the young people, right now, you see, Generation Y is a direct reflection of Generation X. I'm a very active member of Generation X. Now, being born in 73, I would say, if people knew me as a person, I'm about 60% baby boomer and about 40% Generation X. And brother, that's about enough.
Now, I don't understand that. How are you 60% baby boomer and 40%? Yeah.
Because of the time I was born. See, I talked to four generations of people when I was a young person. That's why Generation X is a threat. And I'm going to tell you why. Because...
A threat to who?
A threat to the establishment. A threat to exactly what's going on right now.
Is Generation X a threat to the establishment, or are they becoming the establishment?
I think they're becoming the establishment.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. Not yet, because, see, the individuals now, it's coming. It'll be coming next. The next generation, that will be the establishment. And that the thing is, the baby boomer generation was a fluke. It was a fluke that screwed everything up that people were socially engineering. Now, back to the point here. You see, talking to four generations, that's really a threat because people don't want you to talk to the previous generation. Remember the knowledge, destroying the knowledge?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
People talk to one another.
Let me finish it, and then it'll make sense.
I doubt that.
Now,
but go ahead.
Example: the young people, as an example, direct Generation X and Generation Y. Generation Y loves Generation X. Now, my generation, Generation X, emulated more or less to one extent or another, and ripped off the baby boomers at my age, at 40.
Ripped them off.
People that I. Well, they're fads. They're things like me. I'm very big into the 50s and the 60s. I'm a Jeffersonian. There's all kinds of things. I'm into civil rights.
I thought generations were supposed to rebel from one to the next. I thought Gen X was so different from the baby boomers. Ricky, thanks for your call. I've had enough. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. Right here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us on our website. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you right there, totally free. You can actually create the content on the front page of freetalklive.com. It is a Reddit-based homepage. The rest of the site is not Reddit-based, just that front page. And you can submit content right there that appears for other people to then vote on if they like it or vote it down if they don't like it. So go there and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the millennials here again. You know, they seem to show up in the news all the time.
Yeah.
And maybe there was this kind of coverage about Gen X back in the day, but it seems like a lot of people are fairly critical of the millennial folks, and obviously there are people who are individuals. Some of them are, you know, good at some things, others are good at others. It's not fair to group everybody into a group. I do acknowledge that. But nonetheless, it is still interesting to see what trends are happening by this particular group, like the headlines today, that millennials are apparently not having as much sex as the previous generation, as Generation X did. Why is that? Well, the Washington Post asked a few of them, and we'll share their thoughts with you here in a few moments. But first, Sarah is on the line here. We're going to try her a second time. Sarah, are you with us this time?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I asked her the first time. And
no, we didn't hear you.
You don't pick up? I don't know what the connection was.
I don't know, but here you are now, so go ahead.
Okay, well, now I know to try better, but... you know, something, you know, ART, the rapid transit, it's a very important aspect of attracting millennials to Albuquerque. But that's one of the reasons why we are trying to build the ART, because they had meetings where they had like 70 millennials, and that's what they wanted, because they don't want to drive in the city where there's congestion. They don't want to pay for parking. The millennials,
just because just because some millennials want to ride on a trolley doesn't mean that all millennials are interested in not having their own conveyance, not being able to get to work on their own.
What I'm saying is that's the general trend. Like, we had the lowest student enrollment ever last year in UNIM. And they're going elsewhere, like to Austin and to Denver, where they have these public transit and electric trolleys and bus systems.
Really? And I mean, do you expect me to believe that somebody is picking where they go to college based on the transportation system in town?
Well, that's a big part of it. You know?
I don't think so. Have you ever been to college, Sarah?
Well, no, I've never had that. I
didn't think you had. Now, Johnson, you went to a college before. You went to a Ringling Art School down in Sarasota, Florida. And did the SCAT bus factor into your consideration?
Absolutely. I mean, I looked in advance and I was like, this is why I want to go here. The Sarasota Community Area Transportation transit program, the SCAT program, leaving little trails everywhere.
But the thing about it is that the millennials, they love walking. You know, they want a like a shopping plaza where they could walk, and they love bicycling. They love
Who doesn't enjoy a good walk? I mean, I don't think that walking is something that is exclusive to millennials. In fact, you could argue the millennials are less likely to walk because they are, you know, playing video games all the time. Although I guess Pokemon Go has changed all that. I don't know if I believe you, Sarah. I think you're just trying to justify your big government transportation program. You know, the one that's going to get millions of dollars granted to the city of Albuquerque so long as they pony up a few million bucks so they can tear up a major artery in town and then put this, you know, transportation system in there that a bunch of people really don't want. But you do. You want it, and so you'll justify any kind of excuse to have it.
But look at this. Did you know they held it up again? I have never seen such a town so crazy. Albuquerque is insane because there was two judges that they held up the program again, so I thought they decided on it. No, you know what? This is a bipolar, like me. This is a bipolar state. But they hold up the project.
Well, it's clear that not everybody is on board with this, and there have been lawsuits that have been filed. I think it was the merchants in that area who are going to be affected by what will likely be a multi-year construction process, if I'm recalling correctly. You know what happens when you shut down a roadway out in front of a business, Sarah? I know you probably never run a business before, but can you imagine for a moment what happens when you shut down the road in front of a business?
Yeah, but you know what?
What happens, Sarah? What happens to the business when you shut down the road?
You know, why do they have to be so selfish?
What is it that happens, Sarah? It's not about being selfish. It's about wanting to, you know, I don't know. Keep your employees employed. That's not selfish, is it, to want to have your employees continue to have a job?
You know what? Why can't? You know what? This is the.
What happens, Sarah, when a road shuts down, a major artery is closed down for construction for a year?
Okay, your business might close down, but in 2 years.
Oh, poor business. You're just going to close down. It's for the good of Albuquerque that you're going out of business. Now we'll have a big road. With a trolley running down the middle of it.
When you come back, why does
the trolley
have to be a drive-up culture? They want everything right now. If they don't get everything right now, they can't see beyond 2 years.
It sounds to me like you're the one who wants this art project right now. You're the one who's frustrated by the court decisions here.
Well, you know, the thing of it, how long can they fight about it?
As long as they got money. As long as they can afford to. Obviously, it's worth a certain amount to them to hire a bunch of attorneys and go to court, which is not a cheap process, mind you. That's worth it to them to try to stop this thing because they're worried that the damage from this construction project is going to outweigh whatever it is they're spending to go to court. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Since Sarah wouldn't acknowledge this, here's what happens when a business is affected by a road shutdown out in front of it. If you can't get into the parking lot,
right,
you're likely going to go to the competitor.
Right.
If you can't get onto the road in front of the parking lot, you're not even going to try to get into the parking lot. And, you know, it's a government construction project. It's going to take longer than they're estimating. If they're saying it's going to take, I don't know how long they're saying this art project's going to take. It's called the Area Rapid Transit. I don't know how long they're estimating, but go ahead and figure it's going to be twice as long.
Right.
The big dig Boston
the big dig
went on for, what, 2 decades or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how many businesses were affected by that, but it's certainly going to affect businesses in Albuquerque. They're talking about doing this on one of the major strips. Now, I understand that in order to grow a city, the roads have to widen at some point. I get that. You know, at some point, if you're on a major artery, you're likely going to see some sort of road construction, and that's going to affect your business. That I understand. But these businesses are like, well, everything's fine. The road's fine the way it is. And you're talking about shutting down this road to basically destroy, I think it was 3 lanes worth of traffic. Basically, they're going to destroy the center lane and like the 2 lanes surrounding it so they can then put in this trolley.
Right.
So there's going to be even fewer lanes for the actual traffic to drive on, which will make the snarls, you know, traffic snarls even worse than are currently happening. So they're not
You're reminding me of the situation right in front of where I live right now, which is that
Are they doing construction there?
They're doing construction there. They're building a rotary, a roundabout.
Really?
Yeah.
That in that place where there's like a blind corner and they've got a mirror ups because you can't see.
There's no blind corner there. This is 9, I think.
Oh, okay. I was thinking right in front of your
apartment complex. No, right not okay. There. Ah, no.
Okay.
This is the connection between.
Yeah, I you don't have to get into detail.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. You're in the major artery there.
Yeah, major road. You know, and it's between two major roads.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the little road that goes between two major roads. That was the point that
Got
I wanted to make. But, it's in front of that sort of – you're near that shopping complex. It's too bad that it's not sort of directly opposite the shopping complex because that's where it would make sense.
Right.
But, of course, they'll put – you know, they'll get a light there. It's always the lights are always the worst because it's the lights ruin the positive effects of the of the traffic circle,
the rotary,
you know. I hope that that doesn't become what happens at this intersection now, because, you know, at the intersection that's in front of what is a Walmart in the area that has a light and then a rotary, and it's like the rotary traffic just flows right on through
and then jams up at the
and
light
and then jams like horribly. It's like the worst intersection in town because of the light. If they put the rotary there, all the traffic just smoothly go through.
Well, they could add another one, I suppose.
They could. I wish they
but
would.
They're likely expensive projects to add these things in here. And so that's what's frustrating to the people in Albuquerque is they're saying, hey, look, our roads are already bad, and now you're talking about actually making them worse just so people like Sarah can have themselves a trolley.
Right.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the headline about the millennials, since, Johnson, you started talking about the millennials here tonight with the reverse mentoring programs that are going on, apparently the millennials are going to have a whole lot more time to do mentoring because they're not spending time having sex, according to comparisons with the previous generation, Generation X. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about that here in moments. And, of course, you can join us and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Oh, and I did say that we had a bank robbery story coming up to tie into what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. That's on the way, too. All up in Hour 3, which is next on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.